Hi, Odyssey fans. I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Today on the podcast, we're talking with Grayson Smith, winner of last year's Get in the Show contest.
Grayson emerged as one of three finalists from among 2,316 fans who entered the contest. And after an audition with our Adventures in Odyssey cast at the finale event in August, Grayson was crowned the winner.
Last November, he claimed his prize by joining us on the Focus on the Family 40th anniversary cruise. He performed in the Odyssey Live show, signed autographs, interacted with the actors, and enjoyed a vacation with his family.
Let's talk to Grayson about all those experiences and more. Grayson, it's so cool to have you on the podcast today.
Oh, it's great to hear from you.
You know, it's been a while, and I know that you're new to Odyssey, but from when you were here at Focus on the Family and we were talking, you've been acting for quite a while. You've done theater, film, television. So tell us about your first time acting, and when did you know that's something that you really wanted to pursue?
Well, when I was about 6 years old, I was reading the newspaper with my dad, and we saw an ad for the show. I didn't know what it was. It was like Peter Pan the musical. So I just went and auditioned for it, and I got in that show, and I had so much fun singing and dancing every day that after it finished, I kind of cried for the next 2 weeks after that.
Okay.
So, and there's just so many fun things you can do in theater. Like one show I was able to do, it was at a professional theater that had actually originated many Broadway musicals. And the show that I did there was a musical version of the movie Elf, and I played Buddy the Elf's little brother. And I don't know if you remember the scene where Buddy puts all the weird foods on his spaghetti, but
yes.
I actually got to do that scene in the show and ate spaghetti with chocolate syrup and jelly beans every performance. So that's what I find so great about doing theater, is you can do the craziest things and still tell a good story at the same time.
Well, we didn't get you hopped up on sugar for getting the show, but you did really well anyway. How did you first hear about that contest, and did you enter the first contest back in 2012?
Yeah, I did enter the first Get in the Show contest, and I even remember the video of Shona Kennedy winning, and I would watch it over and over again because I thought it would be so cool to actually get to be on the show. And so after that contest closed, it was always kind of on the back of my mind, hoping that someday Adventures in Odyssey would do another one. And last year, my sister and I saw the video announcing the Get in the Show contest, and we got super excited because that's something that we had been hoping for such a long time.
Well, cool. So do you listen to Odyssey regularly? Are you a podcast listener? Tell us a little bit more about your Odyssey fandom.
I think because I grew up with two older siblings who had listened to Odyssey themselves, it was kind of passed down to me. So it's just been something that I've enjoyed since before I can even remember. We've always joked about someday voicing a character on Adventures in Odyssey. So when we found out they were doing another one, I got super into it. I found Adventures in Odyssey scripts online and recorded myself acting them out in my room. And I practiced reading aloud as much as I could. And that was before I even knew that the grand prize was a trip on a cruise. So I sent in my video just to see what would happen.
Yeah, of course, for people who don't know how that contest ran, we sort of whittled down that huge number of entries at various stages. And I have to ask you, at each level, were you more excited? Were you more nervous as you found that you were getting closer?
Well, when I made it to the top 50, I was doing three different musicals at the time. So when it started getting closer to the top three and I was going through to the next phases and the next phases, I just started thinking about it, just saying, okay, so I've been praying about this a lot and it sounds crazy, but now there's an actual chance that I might have to fly down to Colorado. And Odyssey sent out emails to the contestants asking if we would be able to make it down there for the performance. But I'm performing in shows every day, so in order to go, I would have to miss some shows. And I'm just super excited. I'm getting emails from Adventures in Odyssey. I have to ask my directors if I can possibly miss a few performances. So when it came time to actually have to make plans on what would happen if I made it to the top three, it kind of just occurred to me how unbelievable it was. So yeah, I really did get super excited about it.
Well, you obviously made it to the top three. You came to Colorado Springs for the finale, and a lot of our listeners saw what happened on stage. Can you tell us about the preparation you had for that final live audition that was on stage with the Odyssey actors to become the winner of Get in the Show?
Before we flew down there, I really didn't know what we were going to be doing. I thought maybe we would go there and rehearse it a couple times and that would be it until the next day when we would perform. But the day before the show, we arrived at Focus on the Family campus, and oh, we just did so much that day, and it was so amazing. We got to eat lunch with Andre Stoica, Katie Lee, and Shona Kennedy, and then we got a tour of the whole campus and where we were going to be spending most of our time before the show. And Nathan Hubler actually took us into the Foley room where they recorded all the sound effects, and it was so cool because we got to see the Wits End door, and he shut it, and it was just so amazing to hear the Wits End door shutting. I never knew how entertaining that would be to hear. And he showed us Wooten's gigantic shoes, and then we were taken into the recording studio at Focus on the Family, and they told us they had a surprise for us, and I didn't know how there could be any more surprises than what we were already experiencing. And they said we were going to be able to have lines in some episodes, and so that was super cool, just to be behind the microphone and be able to record lines in an actual episode. And then we did our interviews with you guys for the Club magazine.
Yep.
And then we went upstairs and did some photo shoots. And after that, we finally went into the theater where we would do the audition. And I got my mic on, and we went up to the stage and rehearsed the scene. And I think the next day we came back and got ready and got our makeup on, and we were ready to perform.
Yeah, of course, the show that you were part of is called The Last Straw, and that's going to be showing up in the club later on this year. So,
yeah.
Grayson, you know, you as an actor, you get a lot of opportunity to rehearse and spend time with the script and think about different ways of delivering lines. That's not the way it worked in this case, though, was it?
Yeah, we were told that in the studio, actors rarely get to see the script until they get there. They don't usually get to rehearse with it. And even Andre, Katie, and Shona weren't allowed to see the script until we went on stage. And so once I was given the script in the theater, I only had a little time to circle my lines really quick, and then we just dove into it. I didn't even get to read the lines before we started. And there were the hardest words in that script. One of the lines that was super hard for me was costume contest at Comic Connellsville. Oh, that was just really tricky. So yeah, it definitely improved my sight reading skills, that's for sure. And when we finished the run through, Dave Arnold came up and gave me some notes on what I could do differently. And then we ran it again, and that was it. That was the last rehearsal we had on the stage until the final audition.
Yeah, so the script is really only in your hands for less than 24 hours. And so,
yeah.
Like you said, you got to, you know, circle some stuff, make some notes. But then I heard a story that your script went missing until seconds before you went on stage. So tell us what happened there.
Oh dear. At the beginning of the final audition, when Dalen, the other finalist, was about to go up, for some reason, I got in my head that he was going to leave his script there for the other finalists to use. So when it came time for me to go and do my audition, I left mine there, and I'm standing backstage waiting to go on. And Bob Smiley is up there talking about stuff, and Nathan Hubler comes up to me and says, do you have your script? And I said, I thought we were supposed to leave it behind. And so he starts dashing around. He throws this stapled together version of the script to me and sprints out of the room to find my script. And now I'm worried. I'm trying to figure out what to do with the script because the pages are all weird. And talk about last-minute panic. And just as they call me up to go on stage, Nathan runs in and throws the script at me. And I go in and do my final audition.
Yeah, live video streaming. The people who were watching all over the country, they had no idea what was going on.
Yes, exactly.
No idea.
They might have been treated to a blooper. Well, listen, you know, what was it like after you auditioned, but before you were announced as the winner? Was the waiting just excruciating?
Oh, my goodness. Well, when we finished the auditions, we came back and we sat in the lounge where we were spending most of our time. And we heard that the live stream was having some technical difficulties. And so we had to wait longer for them to do the rewatch and the votes to come in. And I was just sitting there, and I said, guys, we can't just sit here and wait. We got to do something. And so we got out a card game, and oh man, that card game got super intense. So we kind of got our mind off of the waiting. And every now and then someone would come in and we would think it was time. So we would jump up and look, and then I see Nathan Hubler come backstage with the envelope, with the name inside. So that was when we kind of got hard to wait. So glad it happened pretty quick.
All right, so you were finally announced as the grand prize winner. What were you thinking and feeling then?
The whole time while we're waiting, I'm just I'm just thinking to myself that if it isn't to be, then I'll be perfectly happy thanking God for this amazing experience, getting to fly down to Colorado Springs and perform with the actors. And whatever happens, that I know that he has a plan for me to grow as a person and in him. And I know that sounds like the right thing to say, but that's really what I was thinking at the time. And then when they said my name, there's not really any way to say it, but that I sort of exploded on the inside. I just couldn't help but laugh from then on, knowing that this thing that I thought could never happen and was just impossible was actually happening. And to think that I was going to get to perform again with Andre and Katie and Shona, as well as the rest of the Odyssey cast, there was just a lot to take in. And I think I felt dizzy for about the next day or so.
Well, let's jump ahead to when you did get to perform with the Odyssey actors again on the 40th anniversary cruise for Focus on the Family. So you get on the boat, and of course you had the show and stuff, but were you able to have kind of a relaxing vacation in the Caribbean, or was it a lot of work to get ready to perform?
Yeah, oh my goodness. On the ship, there was so much to do, and it was all so beautiful. When the ship stopped at the Disney Island Castaway Key, my family got to get off the ship and ride bikes across the island down to the beach. One of my favorite memories is waking up in the morning. You could just walk out onto the deck and see the ocean. It was so amazing. But we did do quite a bit of rehearsals. When we first boarded the ship, we rehearsed about up until lunchtime, and then later that night we rehearsed in the Disney Theater from about 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. But the rehearsals were really important because we had people coming up from the stage on lifts and fireworks going off. So I must say I was a little jealous during that time because my sister was likely off taking part in the endless ice cream dispenser without me.
Right?
but no, I didn't mind the rehearsals. In fact, it's part of the process of putting together a show that I love the most, because that's the time when you really make that bond with the other actors and get to know each other. And that's what I love about it. And hey, when am I ever going to get to rehearse with Adventures in Odyssey on a huge cruise ship again?
Yeah, of course, the big event was the live show, all of which can be seen in the Adventures in Odyssey Club in just a couple months. But there were lots of other Odyssey events on board, too, like, you know, autograph signings. What was it like meeting so many fans?
Well, so many people love this show so much, and I've never been able to meet as many as there are all gathered in one place. So it was so fun to just be eating dinner or sitting in the audience for a different show and just hear people off in the distance talking about Odyssey episodes and quoting the show. And I would be on the deck or somewhere else on the ship, and I would run into somebody who knew who I was and had followed the whole Get in the Show experience. And we would just start talking, and it was so much fun. And that's what I think was so amazing about the cruise, is that almost everywhere you went, there was just this feeling that everyone is just coming together to celebrate Focus on the Family and the show that we all have so many great memories of. And it just felt we were all just great friends.
That's really cool. Were there any other surprises or anything else that happened to you on the ship that you didn't expect?
Well, actually, Bob, you were the cause for this one. The day after the live show, I was waiting in line for an autograph signing with my mom and my sister. And I had my little book out for all the actors to sign, and we were talking to a family behind us who had watched the performance. And Bob, you actually came up to me and grabbed me out of the line and sat me down at one of the signing tables and had me sign for about an hour. And oh, man, I certainly was not expecting that. And we got to meet so many more people who had seen the show, and they loved it so much. And yeah, I really enjoyed that. That was a great experience. So thank you, Bob.
You're welcome. It just seemed a shame, since everyone had met you in the show the night before, to not have you be part of the signing of the cast, because, you know, it seemed like they wanted to get all of the autographs and they would have been missing Grayson Smith.
Going back to the performance, you've performed so many times. So I was wondering, was it different for you performing on the ship in this enormous theater, or did it just feel like another performance that you've done?
I think what made this show so much more special than any other performance that I've been able to do, aside from it being on a Disney cruise ship, is that it just meant so much to everyone there, all the actors and Odyssey writers. It was a celebration of what they had accomplished over the last 30 years. And everyone on the ship, some of these people have been looking forward to this for several years, and they find Adventures in Odyssey so special to them. And for me to be able to be a part of that and experience how all the writers and actors and sound designers can put together a show like this, it just made it a truly unique performance.
All right, now let's say you found yourself stranded on a desert island, maybe even Disney's private island, with one person from the show. Who would that be, and why would you want to be stuck with them?
Just one person? Can't I take all of them?
No. That's the difficult part of the question. You got to choose somebody.
That's hard. I would say Will Ryan. I got to have some great conversations with him, and we actually got to talk about how we both draw cartoons, and we both love music. So I think that perhaps we could, while we're stranded on this island, we could spend our time carving cartoons onto jungle rocks, or perhaps we could, while he plays his guitar, we could sing songs while we're waiting for someone to rescue us.
Well, if he had his guitar or his ukulele, I would hope that you would have your piano, because you've been playing piano most of your life. Do you think you could play us out as we end this interview?
Yeah, sure, of course.
I love it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, Grayson, I hope you're going to stay in touch with us. Part of your prize was not becoming a regular character on Adventures in Odyssey, but we would like to think that you're still part of the Odyssey family and that we'll be able to connect from time to time.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you so much. This was so much fun, and it's always good to hear from you.
Thanks a lot, Grayson.
Wow, Grayson was a real class act on the cruise. It was a pleasure to have him and his family along with us.
Congratulations to Grayson once again, and thanks to all of our fans who made the 2017 Get in the Show contest so memorable.
And while Get in the Show and the cruise are now in our rearview mirror, there's always more on the horizon for Odyssey. Album 64, Under the Surface, is just around the corner.
Yep, it starts airing on the radio and online April 7th, so it's time to get excited.
Let's hear a preview now.
Helmsman, bring her down 20,000 leagues under the sea.
Aye, aye, Captain. We're in this submarine searching for the latest Adventures in Odyssey album, Under the Surface. Captain, I'm picking up something directly ahead.
Great Neptune, speakers on.
What are you two doing here? Scuba diving in Trickle Lake?
I don't like this, Wootan. I'm sure someone's following you, and it's not me this time.
Sir Buddy fought his way through the terrible tempest.
Yeah, I've never seen clowns painted like that before. What big eyes they have. They aren't scary at all.
Hold it, my leg is caught in the...
We're losing them! Helmsman, full speed ahead. I want to hear the rest.
Aye, aye, Captain. And if you want to listen, check out Adventures in Odyssey album 64, Under the Surface. It's available now on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, CD and download. Find out more at witsend.org.
We'll be talking more about album 64, the stories, the characters, the lessons, and the people who created them in the days ahead.
And finally, before we go, if you're looking for Easter activities for your family and friends, check out the Easter Fun Pack on our website. You'll find devotions, Bible memory verses, puzzles, games, and more.
Plus, printable Easter cards featuring the Adventures in Odyssey characters. It's all at witsend.org/podcast.
That's all for this edition, our 300th episode of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family. Wow, Jesse, that's a lot of episodes.
You know, thank you to our listeners. It's been such an incredible journey doing 300 of these, and there's no stopping now. I can't wait to see what happens next.
Our website again is witsend.org/podcast, or you can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day and every podcast is an adventure.